Watching my brother Weston get married is good and all, but now that all three of my older brothers have tied the noose around their necks, I know my mom is going to be on me to follow suit. Weston and Kate's reception is in full swing. A live band is playing. There's a four-tiered cake on a pedestal, and a parquet dance floor is filled with half of Bear Valley. The other half mingles around the hall. This wedding is the biggest fucking show this valley has ever seen. And if I'm being honest, it's pretty damn sweet. Most people would expect me to be more cynical about weddings, considering I've sworn off love. But right now, my niece Finley is standing on her daddy's shiny black shoes as he dances with her while the band plays Over the Rainbow. There's hardly a dry eye in the house. I look over at my mom and see she's wiping tears from her eyes. Damn it, she catches me looking and I know just what she's thinking. You're next. But this bear has no intention of getting mated, ever. I love my life and my independence. I don't need a woman, especially one who can read my damn thoughts, ruining things for me. This doesn't mean I don't enjoy my bachelorhood. I've enjoyed more than my share of Bear Valley's finest. I just make sure I never kiss them, because no kissing means no mating. Only downfall is, without a mate, I'll never be the next Kodiak chief. Ambition, it can suck you dry almost as fast as a bad relationship, and I've had both. Still clinging to the first, because I know I was born to do the job. The council has been watching me, studying me for years, and I know there's only one thing holding them back from electing me as chief. I'm not mated. It's an archaic rule, one that makes no sense, because women do nothing but screw with your head. But the elders claim a mate balances the bear and the man, makes him more of a stable leader. Like I said, it's archaic. The band starts in on Love Shack, and the sentimental mood changes to one of drunken fun. A waitress walks by with a tray on her hand, offering me a flute of champagne, but I pass, not wanting to get wasted at a public event. I wouldn't do that, not when I have big plans for myself, for this valley. My people need a leader who can hold his own, which is exactly what I plan to do. Victor Pushkin, one of the elders on the council, walks toward me, and my bear stirs, clawing with intention, with purpose. See, there is a good reason for keeping a clear head. I'm ready for wherever this conversation might take me.
Bennett Coleman,
the man says, dark eyes studying me.
I've been wanting to talk with you.
About what? I tilt my head, waiting for what I already know is coming.
I'm sure you're aware that Peter is stepping down as chief due to health issues.
I nod, waiting.
There'll be an election next month. Before then, the council is having our annual summit. It will be held in a few days.
I've heard. I know the reason I wasn't invited, and it kills me. That summit is where I belong. I've pushed down my feelings about it, but having Victor standing before me mentioning it now makes the bear in me stir. I want to be there, more than anything.
The selection for chief is still underway, but I was hoping to bring your name to the table.
Me? I feign surprise.
You're young, but I see qualities in you that make a good leader. It's unfortunate that you haven't settled down. I'll be taking Dane Callister's name instead.
Dane? My bear stirs again. The man is a distant cousin and a half-decent guy, but he's not chief material. I am. My bear growls beneath the surface. But how the hell am I supposed to get past the mating rule?
He's a decent candidate,
Victor continues. Put my name in. I hold his gaze. I'll be at the summit.
You know the council will never allow.
I've mated. The words tumble out before I have a chance to bite my tongue. I'm a lot of things, but a liar isn't one of them, and I wince inwardly.
Really?
The man cocks a brow at me, and I can tell he doesn't buy it.
To who?
The lie is already out there, and I'll look like a fool if I take it back now, so I let it snowball. I glance around the room. There are a ton of single women here, most of them tipsy, and all of them horny with wedding reception lust. Women who'd do anything to have me claim them.